Blog Talk Radio.
Huddle up. Is your boy D Gibbs, sports procrastinator of the Huddle Sports Nation. My co-host on the Deuce.
What's going on, good brother?
Oh man, it's going down. That's what's going on.
We got to get right at it today, man. Since you're the resident Rams fan, man, I'm gonna let you go at it and see what you saw first today. Since you're the resident Rams fan here.
Okay, let's start with Buffalo. I'm not even going to go my team first.
Since you're the resident Rams fan, I was going to let you go first since you was the resident Rams fan. Then we were going to backtrack and catch up on other games.
I mean, like I said, we come from Looking Glass Entertainment, calling to you live from Lagos, Nigeria. You can give us a call in. Call in. We want to hear your thoughts tonight. 516-453-9133. I'm going to start with the Buffalo Bills are a scary football team.
Absolutely. They could upset the whole apple cart in the AFC.
Josh Allen and like Jalen Ramsey said, out the words of the best corner in the league, I retract my statement, he is not a bum.
He is as naturally talented. He has as much arm talent as Mahomes, just not the IQ. I saw some throws today out there that only Mahomes and Rodgers could make. There's only three dudes in the league that can make the throws I saw today, and Josh Allen is one of them. Allen has the same arm talent as Mahomes. And he's a little bigger.
And he runs.
They could upset the whole apple cart, and he got a number one receiver that has changed his life. Stephon Diggs changed his life.
Diggs out there looking like Moss Jr.
Moss Jr., Jerry Rice Jr., whoever, whatever great receiver
he out
you
there.
Want to
whoever, whoever wanted to get it.
He giving it to all pro corners out there. He has changed Josh Allen's life. They could upset the whole apple cart in the AFC. I like what I saw today.
I like what I saw today.
Them kids ready.
I like the game plan that McVay called today.
Did you?
I loved it. I did. Couple plays to be desired, but on the overall, he got away from that zone running and running right up them yams. And this kid,
Akers could stay with it,
can take this wear and tear of the NFL, he's going to be a stud.
he's going to be the next Todd Gurley in that offense. They drafted their next girl. Now it's all about who's going to be the quarterback. Because they were saying on the Troy Aikman was saying when he was talking to McVay, you could sense what you've been saying all season, that McVay is not happy with Goff and there could be a change. And you've been saying that since week one almost. You've been saying that since week one. There's going to be a change of quarterback next year.
Oh, definitely going to be a change.
He doesn't feel as though he can win the big one. But today he caught the great game playing. Goff actually showed me some toughness today, too.
He showed me some good throws.
Yeah, he took some hits because they was coming. They was blitzing. They was coming. He was seeing 9-10 in the body. They was coming. And he took them hits, got back up, made turnovers. I like what I saw.
Defensively, I definitely. The defense is on. We playing on another level defensively. We out there route jumping.
That was a film study interception. That interception that when Darius Williams intercepted that screen pass, that's film. That's nothing but film study. He jumped the route like he was in the Seahawks film room.
Well, here it comes. I knew it was coming. Here it comes. I'm waiting for it.
He knew it was coming. He saw this. He saw the way they were split. He saw the formation. That was all film study. Shout out to Darius Williams and Brandon Staley, defensive coordinator. He got them boys. They got the championship defense they playing with out there. That's a championship defense that will score points. Championship defense will score points.
And right now, nobody want to block Donald. So that's a bad recipe for disaster.
Donald can't be blocked. That's why he can't be blocked. The stuff I saw him doing
out there, messing up run plays and everything.
Against constant double teams.
DJ had two touchdowns, but I can live with that.
One of them was on a broken play. Russell was running around. That first one was just Russell running around. That's going to happen.
The second one was a who for what? Y'all get the stock card.
Yeah, game's over by then. That's a championship defense.
So I can live with.
Yeah, absolutely can live with it because it came in a loss. So you absolutely can live with it. It came in a loss. The first score impacted the game a little bit, but like I said, that was a broken play. That wasn't on Jalen. That was a broken play. That's going to happen. The second one, like you said, was really garbage time. That's for stats. Y'all dominated the game defensively, actually. Russell Wilson's pin. Y'all got Russell number.
We got Russell number. It's just how it is.
Y'all got Russell.
I was waiting
number.
For this matchup. I wanted this matchup. I told you, I was like, we gonna beat them.
You've been saying they fraud me, your famous word, you've been calling them fraud me all year. They fraud me.
Seattle's fraud me. They're fraud me. They are. I'm tired of hearing they're Russell Wilson and fraud, except with DJ Metcalf. But the rest of that and Bobby Wagner. But the rest of that team is fraud meat. They're fraudulent.
I kind of agree. I like Lockett, too. But other than that, I agree.
I could deal with Lockett.
I agree with you.
K.J. Wright was getting ran over today. Nothing.
No. Y'all dominated the football game. For real. Even after the quarterback got hurt early in the game. I thought that might spell disaster because I didn't know how effective Goff was going to be.
Getting Wentworth back was a key.
Was it? Hey, Wentworth is still good as old as he is.
I'm doing my talk show. I know who you is.
At 38 years old, 36, 37 years old, he's still one of the best tackles in the game.
All day long.
So that was a good game.
Getting healthy at the right time. Like I said,
who would be our opponent next week?
Oh, we got Green Bay. We're going right after Green Bay.
Ooh. Devontae Adams versus Jalen Ramsey. Give me an early prediction on that. I know you like the Rams, but give me a roundabout score.
Listen. I got us beating them. 24-17.
Oh, y'all going to hold Rodgers to 17 in Lambeau? Oh, yeah, that's championship defense. Y'all hold Rodgers to 17 in Lambeau, y'all going to the Super Bowl. You hear me? Y'all hold
Rodgers to 17. We got a caller in queue.
Yeah, we got a call in the queue. Yes, we do got a call in the queue. Put them on.
Oh, my God. I think I'm about to actually throw up.
You got 2 minutes, buddy.
Yeah,
you got 2 minutes.
2 minutes. That's all I want.
A 2 minute rant.
Thank
okay?
you.
And then you're out of here.
That's all
go
I want
ahead.
Is a 2 minute rant. That's all I want. Right. Y'all going to lose. Y'all got lucky on the Seattle Seahawks. They're going to lose to Green Bay in a rout.
So
that's
that
all
was
I need. Thank
today
you. Bye-bye.
So today was. Oh. So today was just. Luck. That's
2 minutes.
You call it pure dumb luck, huh?
2 minutes. Did you say 2 minutes?
Okay, go ahead.
Chris, hold on. Yeah, I just gave you 2 minutes. That's all I wanted to give you. Yeah, I lose to Green Bay. That's it. That's all I want to say. Yes.
That's all you want to say? You sure?
Yep.
You want to talk about? You don't want to talk about how good your Cowboys are right now, Dak Prescott?
No, no, I don't want to talk about that. I don't want to. Didn't you just say 2 minutes? I'm sorry. When we going past, we going to overtime in 2 minutes. We're going to overtime in 2 minutes. The Eagles, please don't to say anything. Eagles, you can't say anything.
He don't want to talk about the team.
You can't say nothing to me. You can't say nothing to me. About
because we both
no,
our teams both at the same spot. Our teams both waiting for a draft.
No,
I can speak to you. I can speak to you.
Yeah, okay.
Both our teams are waiting for a draft. Both our teams.
The Rams are going to be exposed.
So Mr. Automatic
in that cold weather. And I can't wait
wow.
to Aaron Magnificent Rodgers have a feel. You think so? You telling me that Jared Goff is better than Aaron Rodgers?
Nobody's
who
said
that.
Who said that?
Are you telling me that?
Said
now?
That.
Who said that? Let me take my jacket off because I.
Goff's not better
on,
than Goff's not better than Russell
that?
Wilson, but we still won.
Who said
team
that?
Team game.
Ronald McDonald is not going to get to Aaron Rodgers.
Oh God, here we go.
We're about to call the trophy defensive player of the year. You're gonna keep calling him.
Okay,
you're gonna keep
calling
him Ronald
McDonald.
Yeah,
Cheeseburger. Yeah, he's gonna
moderator,
be an all beef patty. He's gonna be all beef patty.
Moderator,
Ronald McDonald is not going to get to
moderator. Mute. Can you mute him, please? It's
yeah,
been real.
Because he's just
been
coming on just to rant. I love all our callers, but he just come on just to hear himself talk.
Thank
he
you.
Need his own show.
Yes, you do. Thank you, R.S. Arismatic Charismatic, for your pure, unadulterated hatred.
It'd be like that as Cowboys fans, man. You got to root for somebody.
So, I don't think Washington can stand it.
No. They don't have an offense, and they don't have an offense, first of all, to stick around. And whatchamacallit, Tampa's going to score. Washington got a decent defense, but Tampa's going to score. They got too many weapons in Brady. They're going to score.
Yep, exactly.
And that's that.
The dangerous thing about them is they start to integrate their boy into his offense, and he's starting to get loose.
Antonio Brown?
Yes, he's starting to get loose, and I don't like it.
Because if A.B. get loose, Tampa can upset the whole apple cart. Because they got the offense.
If A.B. start getting loose, it can get real goofy out there.
It get real. That's the one team that can go to Lambeau and beat Green Bay. They beat Green Bay early in the year in Lambeau. That's the team that can go up to Lambeau and win.
They won't be around. We're going to go up
there. They going
get,
out?
Aaron Rodgers. They going right out. They ain't played a motherfucking hard game all year long. Playing the Bears twice don't mean nothing to me.
They played the Bears twice. Yeah, who they lose? What was they? 13-3. Kansas City.
Yeah,
they lost to. They lost to Kansas City. Tampa. Yeah. They won one win. I can remember. They beat the Titans. That's about it, though. No, you got a point.
And they borderline fraud me. And guess what? Their problem is they're slow. They're a slow football team. And that don't cut it in this league without a lot, but with speed running around. They're slow. Tight end, slow. I'm not saying Devontae Adams is slow. I mean, he's effective, but he ain't a speedster.
No, he's not going to run by you. He's not going to run, not most corners. He ain't going to run by Jalen Ramsey, if that's what you're saying. He ain't going to run by Jalen Ramsey if that's the matchup. And
that matchup is going to be Jalen Ramsey going to talk this nut out his game.
Y'all got the defense to play. Y'all got defense to travel. Y'all defense can travel.
I said 24-17. No turn. If we don't turn the ball over, we going to the chip.
17. Y'all hold Green Bay 17 in Lambeau. Yeah, y'all going to the Super Bowl. Yes, I agree. 17? Wow. And I give y'all defense. 17, though? Woo.
24-7. I got – listen, man. I don't think they're going to be able to run on us, and they're going, it's going to be a lineup for Aaron Rodgers' show, and that's going to get you killed against us. Because he's going
to
be running.
Back, yeah. If you got to drop back 45 times, it does – it favors y'all. Cause
if we neutralize that run game, it's over.
Him dropping back 45, 50 times is not the recipe against y'all. I would agree.
Nobody, not the recipe against nobody to be trying to throw the ball down the field on us. It's not happening. You'll get underneath. Yeah, you'll hit us once. But slim and none with the bombs against us. That anomaly today was just the Russell Wilson NFL
play.
Madden runaround game. The runaround game worked one time.
Yeah, it was a broken play. It happens. It was a broken play. He got behind the defense. It was a zone. He got behind the defense. That's going to happen. But 17 points in Lambeau, though, whew, that's a tall task.
I think it's going to be nice and cold. I think Cam going to smash somebody's face. Somebody going to break their face mask on Cam 5. These guys running violent.
Yes.
He ain't Malcolm Brown. Malcolm Brown should never touch the ball again. He burns my soul.
You want Malcolm? You've been wanting Malcolm Brown off the team for the last 2 years.
Malcolm Brown is a joke. And he gonna get a job next year? Not with us.
Yeah, it's over. Yeah, no, it's over. It's over. It's over. It's over. So you got Tampa winning this next game, and we got three tomorrow.
Three tomorrow.
We got three tomorrow. What's the outlook? What's the outlook? What you see tomorrow?
I got Baltimore upsetting Tennessee.
You would call that an upset? I wouldn't call that an upset. But okay, you got Baltimore winning.
I just got them winning.
You got them winning. Okay. That to me is a toss-up game because they both kind of play the same. Whichever quarterback don't turn the ball over.
If Baltimore can stop Derrick Henry for under 100 yards, they win.
I agree. What's the key for Tennessee to win the game, in your opinion?
Derrick Henry got to have a beam. They can't. They if Tannehill line up 42 times, it's a wrap. They're getting blown. Marcus Peters going to jump a route and be going to the end zone.
Yeah. He better make his guess good because A.J. Brown will make you pay, but I agree. They can't be a straight drop-back team and beat too much of anybody. Getting in the shootout would not favor Tennessee.
Their key is Henry.
Yeah.
They're going to live and die with Henry.
Yeah, put it in his gut. Even when you take it out of his gut, play action. No, you're absolutely right. What's the second game? What we got for the second? What you got for the second one?
That will be who's that? It's three tomorrow. Who's second?
Hold on.
New Orleans.
Yes.
New Orleans and who they play?
I'm gonna tell you right now. Hold on. I'm about to tell you around. I'm about to tell you right now. Hold on 2 seconds.
Yeah, I thought someone I knew
that. Cleveland, too. Why are we looking for New Orleans? Who's seeing New Orleans play? We got Pittsburgh and Cleveland. Who you got in that?
Pittsburgh
and a tight one? Or it's going to be a blowout? We're going to see Baker Mayfield,
no,
the real
Mayfield
show up.
I think it's gonna be a real tight game. I think that they coach not coaching them is gonna hurt them.
Brown's coach being out with the COVID, okay.
Yeah, I think that's gonna really hurt them.
I think we're gonna see the real Baker Mayfield shows up and a couple stupid plays, interception, a couple of where he was throwing. I think the real Baker Mayfield shows up tomorrow.
Okay, yeah, I agree with that.
I think the real Baker Mayfield shows up. Pittsburgh forces them to have to throw the football, and then we see the real Baker Mayfield show up because now the game is in his hands. So we see a couple picks. I actually got Pittsburgh in a – I actually got Pittsburgh in a slight route, like 14, 17 points. Cleveland's just happy to be here. They ain't been to the playoffs.
Yeah, they are.
They ain't been to the playoffs since I was in junior high. I'm 43. So
I think that they got – you know, they got – I think Pittsburgh defense is solid enough to make this guy, like you said, make some stupid to make the real Baker Mayfield show up. And that's going to be a force in the middle of the field, and it's going to get yanked.
A force in the middle of the field, and it's going to get yanked. So you got Pittsburgh winning that one tomorrow. I believe that's the night game, too.
Got Pittsburgh winning them.
And I believe that's
who's
the
New Orleans play?
That's what I'm trying to figure out now, so I'm going to now.
I'm on the tip of my tongue. I'm really, excuse me out here, sports world fuss.
Yeah.
I'm a little elated right now. That's all.
I'm going to tell you right now. I don't know.
All right, guys. Actually, New Orleans plays the Chicago Bears tomorrow.
Ooh. Oh,
okay, thank you. I got the
Saints over Bears, so we already know who we're taking in that one, then. That's not even hard.
Saints
in a route, or do the Bears keep it close
in the
before route. Half? It's a route straight from the door?
I think a cumulative route. I think it's going to be like, you know, they're going to be down by like 7. They're going to go down by 10. They're going to score, going to make it 7. Then they're going to go back. And then by the middle of the third quarter, it's going to be 31-13.
Ready to rest. They start.
And Taysom Hill running the Wildcat.
I'm about to say with Taysom Hill.
Taysom Hill will run the Wildcat in the middle of the third quarter.
I agree. I don't believe New Orleans is going to have too much problem with them. In New Orleans, Chicago just happy to be there. They play a little defense, but the offense is not going to score enough to hold up. Saints play defense,
so,
too.
That's just how that's going down tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So it's going down tomorrow. They're trying to rob Aaron Donald for defensive player. We want to give it to that white boy, but, you know.
T.J. Watt?
They're trying to give it to him.
T.J. had a good year, but.
But sacks. It's only sacks. He doesn't I've seen him getting railroaded on run plays.
Oh, no, he is a pass rusher extraordinaire. If we just talk all-around defensive player, I mean, there's no doubt it's Donald. But it could be co-defense. I mean, would it be a shame for him to be co-defensive player?
I see Donald finishing second, but it's all good. We ain't worry about at this particular time, man, we plan to get to the chip. Forget regular accolades. He don't care about none about that. It'd be nice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he good. They fine. It's all about what Goff going to do next week. They fine.
My thing is we're gonna. I hope Staley don't want to leave next year. I hope we offer him some more money. We need another year with this guy.
Yeah, and plus NFL, because
I'm
going,
seeing
NFL,
some of the stuff
know,
that he's doing.
They want to see is it a one-year wonder.
I'm loving him. I'm loving this guy, man. This guy, he's like an defensive coordinator. He's lining up like, yeah, y'all think we in this, but we in that.
I know he resurrected Leonard Floyd's career. I know that. I know that.
Leonard Floyd is out there running. Leonard Floyd's out there running around. You hear me?
Oh, we got call. Yes, yes, we got caller 2 in the queue right now. Come on, caller, what you got for us?
Sweepy, how you doing, boys?
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, how you doing?
I'm good. You know, I just have to call in and say hey.
Hey, thank you for calling.
I don't really have much. Yeah, I don't really have much for you with sports tonight. You know, just. Wanted to hear your great voices.
You can bring it to us however you want. We well-rounded.
That's so cute. I don't really have any sports talk tonight at all.
We don't know. You don't have none at all?
Oh, you don't, Jerry?
I don't. But you know, I just wanted to say hi.
You have some political on your mind? What's on your mind?
Oh, honey, listen, no political. We want to smile and giggle while we're on the phone with you, okay?
It's the Jerry Show right now for a second. Whatever's on your mind.
I can tell. All right, I'll tell you what's happening with me. This is pretty cool, okay?
Okay.
So you're going to crack up laughing at this. No one knows this, not even Brother O, nobody. I haven't even posted about this. The only two people that know is my daughter and my brother, and, of course, the videographer. So I did a video to send to America's Got Talent.
Oh, okay.
Oh, word.
You're going to show America your talent. Okay.
Listen, and my poetry. It's my poetry, babe. Listen, and I got a product line out, my funny shirts and all that kind of stuff, you know, my don't be an ass shirts and all that. So I cracked up laughing, and I said to my daughter, listen, it's not going to go anywhere, but at least Simon Cowell is going to know my face now. That's it.
Living a dream. You're living a dream. Simon
so you,
hear,
you heard it here first on your show, baby.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's what's up, Jerry.
Thank you.
So I love you guys.
Love you too, Ms. Jerry.
Love you too, Jerry.
All right. Bye, sweeties.
Mm-hmm. So, are we going to act like Steph didn't just score 62 points?
Yeah, because I was ready to switch gears anyway for something that I said early in the season about one Tobias Harris. Toby has been balling the last 2 weeks. I must admit, he's been shocking me. He's been balling. And I just want to say,
he's shocking me.
Now I'm going to come on. I usually don't come on, but I told you guys that was a bad trade if they, you know, went for the Bradley Beal situation. You know, first of all,
what?
You know, shout out
That's
to
still not a bad trade. Are you out of your mind?
No.
Bradley
Beal
just put up 60 on the Sixers.
Listen, ready for this? Shout out to, you know, Steph Curry. You know, of course, right now he's going through a situation with COVID-19. Today the Sixers played with 7 players today, and they held up a little bit into the fourth quarter. And that just shows you how good the Sixers team is. Okay, they lost, but they only had 7 players. No, you leave the Sixers team alone. Leave them alone right now. You know, there's always midseason, there's always another trade, whatever's going on. But Tobias Harris knew that he was on the trade block. And sometimes when you're a man, a real man, you start to remember how you were, you know, when your mom used to call you in, when you used to shoot those shots outside after you do your homework, and you're outside 9, 10 o'clock at night. He remembered how he got to the league. And that's that spirit that he has right now. He's out there thinking. He's playing defense, guys. I couldn't believe it. I mean, Tobias out there playing world-class defense. And a lot of times, it takes the coach to get you motivated. The best thing that ever happened to Tobias Harris was Doc Rivers. Continue your excellent show, man. Outstanding sound tonight. Love you guys.
The best thing that happened to the Sixers was Doc Rivers. Not just Tobias Harris, the Sixers. They're a completely different looking team. They're a completely different looking team. Joel Embiid runs to the block first instead of the 3-point line. It's like night and day compared to the way they play. Of course, they got a couple new additions, but it's like night and day when you look at a whole game compared to how they played last year. Joel is rim running off rebounds, not running to the threes, looking to shoot threes. Like he's down there on the block catching it. Doc Rivers is the best thing ever happened to the Sixers. That's the best Sixers coaching hire in some time, probably since Larry Brown.
Yeah. I agree.
And right now they can play with – right now, the way they're playing, they can play with anybody. But I still disagree with you, Brother O. If Tobias Harris and Bradley Beal in the straight-up trade, I love the way he's playing, but he can go to Washington.
He can go.
But as presently constituted, they're fine. But if that comes up and they want to do it, he got to go. But it's – Steph Curry in that 62 the other night. So Steph's still here because, you know, it's a lot of rumors about he ain't got it. He can't do this by himself. He can't do that. Steph still can play.
Man, Steph out there balling.
With really nobody around him. I was watching him last night, and I'm looking at Kelly Oubre Jr. and
yeah.
Baby's Moore. Like, I mean, I don't really know what you want him to do out west.
I think you and Brother O was right.
What's that?
The ball handle Mike got the best handle I've ever seen in my life.
Kyrie Irving.
Yes. Oh yes. Gosh. You see what he did to Trae Young, man? This joke is for real.
Yeah, no, he played with that ball like nobody you've ever seen. Nobody I've ever seen.
He played like, I'm starting to see it. Like, he finished. It's his finishes after he playing with that ball that make it look ridiculous.
Left hand, right hand.
Left hand, right hand.
To the air, however you want it. However you want it, and he played with it like he in the schoolyard on an and-one tip, but he in the NBA with it.
But he in the NBA with it.
That's how he played with the ball. He played with it like the schoolyard legend dudes. Yeah, I agree.
He got the other teams who win an eye.
Yeah, he got the best handle I've ever seen. Be able to play with him and Jamal Crawford. I can't leave Jamal Crawford out, but Kyrie's is slightly better. But I can't leave him and Jamal Crawford, the best dribblers of the basketball, play with that basketball like it's attached to their fingers.
Oh, gosh.
They're the best two dribblers of the basketball. So, yeah, Steph Curry.
Man, we're going with the back-to-back.
Go ahead, say this again.
What I was saying, the back-to-back night with the Sixers losing, was I wasn't liking that, though.
That was
lost
a schedule.
Brooklyn.
I'm going to tell you why. I watched the game the night before with the Wizards, the night Bill scored 60. Washington was in the game the whole game. The Sixers had to use all their energy.
The whole
game. When they went to Brooklyn the next night and played without KD, the Sixers were shot. They were shot. They took them lightly. They wasn't playing where they was playing without their two stars. The Sixers were shot from the night before. Washington gave them everything they wanted, besides the fact that Bill scored 60. So the next night was just a schedule loss. I didn't really get too bent out of shape about it. It's going to happen, especially in this condensed season, back-to-backs. You're going to get that. I didn't get too bent out of shape about it.
Brooklyn got a serious swag to them, man.
Yeah. They got confidence. They know when to get to the end, they're going to be around.
They got a lot of finishers.
Caris LeVert, Dinwiddie's hurt right now. Torian Prince. They got their second five could be starters on certain teams in this league.
On certain teams.
Yeah. They second Caris LeVert can start almost anywhere. But when Dinwiddie healthy, he can play almost anywhere. And they got some other little role players. Jared Allen can play. They got little role players. They built the last. That's the Sixers' main competition. That's why I think they're going to need to make a trade for another legitimate, always-around scorer. Because that's their competition.
We need one more.
But Brooklyn does have one problem that I saw, though. I've watched them play a couple times now. Brooklyn does not defend. They have no defenders.
Nope.
Durant might be their best individual on-ball defender.
Yep. We all know Kyrie got Ole defense.
Exactly. Durant might be their best on-ball defender. I don't know if you want him to be – Durant can play defense. I'm not taking that away from him. But I don't know if you want him – I don't know if him being your best on-ball defender is going to take you all the way. And you still want him to score 30.
The Bull, what's his name? Dean, a big man. Allen.
Allen. He'll erase the stuff in him. But, you need somebody who can stick or who can guard a wing in this league.
Yeah. Right. Right.
Before we even get down there, we need somebody who can guard a wing. So defense leaves a little bit to be desired. And let's remember, they coach Steve Nash and Mike D'Antoni, so I don't believe defense is being stressed at all. They got the Phoenix Suns, basically, as they hit, as they coaching staff, so they trying to outscore you. They want to score 140 every night. So I think that might hurt them once they get, playoff time and the game slow down a little bit. They don't have nobody to defend. Durant is their best on-ball defender. That's what the Sixers got an advantage over.
Yeah, that's not good.
Sixers got some. Sixers got a couple defenders. You know who plays defense for the Sixers too? That young boy Thybul. If he don't do nothing,
I told you.
If Thybul
will have you Thybul be having you frustrated out there.
Yes. I saw it the other night when they put him on Beal in the fourth quarter. You know, Beal had cooked him for about 57 through three. They put Beal on him in the fourth quarter. And I ain't going to say he stopped Beal because, you know, you can't stop them type dudes. But he harassed him enough to where Beal only made one shot and was going to score 5 points,
He had a lot of contested shots.
Exactly. They put Thybul on him, and Doc Rivers brung Thybul off the bench, and that was his assignment. And I believe, like I said, Beal only scored. He went into the fourth quarter with 57. I think he ended up with 60. He tied Gilbert Arenas' record. He ended up with 60. So, yeah, Thybul's going to be a very important part of this squad once they get playoff time, because you can throw him out there.
Shake Milton, and the young boy.
What you're going to do right now is give Shake Milton some props, because last year you used to tear Shake Milton up. Give Shake Milton props.
Sorry, Shake. I ain't know you had a game like that. I used to grind Shake up last year. But this year, Shake done worked on a lot of his game, and Shake is not playing.
We agree that Shake is an above average offensive bench player in the NBA.
I agree. How far the Sixers go, Shake may be up for Sixth Man of the Year award.
Shake is an above average offensive player on a championship team. And I think that might be due to coaching,
yes,
too. Shake didn't look like this last year. Doc Rivers helped him.
No, he didn't.
The best thing that happened to the Sixers was Doc Rivers.
And the young boy. I like him. I like Maxie.
Yes. Maxie can play in Kentucky. And as Brother O said, I believe it was last week, maybe week before, Maxie might, maybe not the steal of the draft, but he will be one of the steals of the first round.
Yeah, Maxie's nice.
He could play. He was NBA ready coming out.
All right, I understand what everybody's saying. Let it play out. Let's see where we end up at. About time the trade deadline. But you know, I still think that they need one more player.
Because Brooklyn can score. And remember we talked about the other day. Me and you was talking about the other day. If you can't facilitate, you know, a Harden or a Beal, and you brung it up. Actually, it was your thought, and we was just expounding on the other day, and we was talking Zach LaVine. I thought that was major. Like, if you could pull Zach LaVine off, you could do some things.
Yeah,
I thought that was real. That
you do
was
a lot.
That was one I hadn't thought of, and I'm like, I like Zach as a player, and he's been stuck in bad situations and hurt, but he's been kind of healthy the last couple years. Zach is a legitimate scorer. We all know he's athletic and all that. You get Zach on a team that's going somewhere, you could do things. And he's young. He fit what the Sixers doing. And he definitely went out of Chicago.
Yep.
I thought that was a great thought on your part, because I never thought about that one.
He got too much game. And it could transcend on a winning culture, man. He out there with them bums, man.
And basically been with the bums his whole career. Minnesota was terrible when he was there, and he was hurt. So he's basically been playing for losing franchises his whole career. You get him with a real coach,
right,
with a team, you know, expected to do something. You can make some things happen. I thought that was just a good GM thought there, Coach. That was a good GM thought. We might have to tweet Elton Brand or Daryl Morey or something, put it in their head.
Yeah, like he's sitting over there. You get him for nothing. Not nothing, but, I mean, you know, you can get him, man. I need to get him.
He might be a guy you can get without having to trade away every first-round pick for the next 5 years trying to get a Harden or a Beal. You can still hold on to some of your future. That was a good thought. I might hit Daryl Morey with that. That was a good thought.
That was a good thought.
Speaking of the Bulls, That was your team, and I know you was a Super Jordan fan. You know, I know you for years, so I know you was a Super Jordan fan. So was it the fact that Jordan was a Bull, or are you still a Bulls fan? Or was it just that Jordan was a Bull, and that was that, or are you done? Are you done with him as a franchise?
I'm done.
Was it after Derrick Rose, or was it after Jordan?
No. It was after the Derrick Rose debacle, I was done. After Thibodeau left him in there in a meaningless game against the Sixers in the playoffs, I was done. Got this boy hurt.
Yes.
And we up 13 with a minute 30 seconds left for the game in the playoff. You got him knife into the well.
That one decision changed
Tom Thibodeau for that forever.
That changed the course of the Bulls franchise for years. That might have set them back 10 years, that one decision.
Man, that's something back 10 years and I'm done. Y'all were drafting bums like Chris Dunn and a bunch of nuts.
And you let Jimmy.
Is Valentine still in the league?
Denzel Valentine is still a Bull. I was out there watching him play the other night. Denzel Valentine is still a Bull.
Denzel Valentine is still a Bull. This is the stuff I'm talking about. What is Toby doing out there?
So I'm gathering you're not a fan of Denzel Valentine.
I'm not a fan of nothing that them fools is out there doing right now. Toby, what is he doing out there? Nothing.
Kobe White, you're not feeling Kobe White either.
Kobe White ain't doing a damn thing.
If it ain't Zach LaVine, you're through with the whole Bulls organization. That's what you're saying.
If it ain't Zach, I ain't got no rat. The rest of them nuts can go somewhere else. They out there stealing money. They're a debacle.
And have been one for years. That one decision by Thibodeau set the franchise back 10 years.
I rolled it out with them nuts as long as I can. I had a good run. I'm out of there. I'm a Philadelphia fan. They the best in the land. And we hot.
You used to have Bulls paraphernalia, brother. You don't even have any Bulls paraphernalia anymore, man. That's a shame what you did with them.
No, that's after the last three seasons of me watching these fools run around out here. Yeah, When I seen Dunn out there running around at point guard, I'm done. All right, it's bad. The Fred Hoiberg hiring, I was done. Like Fred Hoiberg, though.
Yeah, that's where they went. Let Jimmy Butler go too soon. I don't know why they let Ben Gordon go.
Let Jimmy Butler go too soon.
That team was going to be okay. Because Jimmy Butler was on that team, right? That year Derrick Rose got hurt in that Sixers game. Butler was on that team, right?
Yeah.
Ben Gordon was already going. Yep. Gordon wasn't there anymore, I don't believe, was he? I don't believe Ben Gordon might.
No,
Ben
Gordon left. Gordon left. Ben went and got the money.
Ben went and got the money. Exactly. He went to like Detroit or something like that. Right. He went and ran with the money. Yeah. So they still had young JB, but he was coming into his own at that point. He was like the second star at that point.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
That's what I thought. Thibodeau was still the coach. Yeah. What Taj Gibson was that the Pau Gasol all year? That wasn't that year. No, that wasn't that year, was it? That was the Pau Gasol year, too?
Powell was there.
Boozer.
Yeah, and Todd Gibson.
Todd Gibson. Was Nate Robinson running around?
Let me just start. Nate Robinson was running around, too.
Go ahead, expound on your point. You was ready to say something.
I never believed in Taj Gibson.
Taj Gibson back in the league, too. Knicks just signed him. Shout out to Taj for giving some more money. But you never were a Taj Gibson believer? What didn't you like about Taj's game?
Just never was consistent enough for me, man.
Glorified role player?
Just never was. Yeah, glorified role player. I just never thought he was.
He was a halfway high draft pick, too, if I'm not mistaken. He was first rounder.
Yes. A lot of nuts. a lot of the was halfway, you know, high powered.
Shout out to the Bulls. He's coming back. He's coming back. I'm not coming back.
I'm off that train. Listen, I'm off that train. They don't even draft right.
No.
They do dumb shit.
Yeah, a lot of it. A lot of it. A lot of it. So what you think about
this? I mean, that's just a wasteland. Like, nobody wants to go there. Think about it. They couldn't even attract Melo to come there.
How about that?
You know you're bad when you can't get him to come there.
How about that?
Melo, like, I ain't this Melo, like, this ain't nothing but New York part two. I'm done. No.
Yeah, and where I'm at in my game, I can't afford to do that. Yeah, and where he was at that point in his career, he wasn't. Yeah, no, you're right. You're right. Tell me what you think about switching gears a little bit. They really been pumping this, put together a Javonte Davis, Devin Haney fight. What's your thoughts on that? There's been a lot of back and forth with them on social media, you know, trying to get
like
it together.
Said, if it does happen, Devin Haney's going to sleep. Devin Haney keep running around talking about how you beat the young Javonte Davis up. Yeah, on some illegal stuff that Floyd had going on in the gym. He keep talking about that. That's all he talked about. With headgear on. Some junkyard stuff. They, you know, in the boxing world, cracked down on Floyd for that nonsense. It was the rules was you just whoever quit spar.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So yeah, all right, you won that. Javonte way more better and way more polished and hit way more hard than you. That headgear is protecting you.
Yes.
Without that headgear on, and Devin Haney, you hit like a girl.
So Devin Haney don't even have the punching power.
He does not have the punching power to beat Javonte.
And if you can't, and if you
once
can't
Javonte
put
starts tearing
one,
punch it,
you're not gonna win.
No. And once Javonte starts attacking his body, he's going to slow down. And that's going to let them hands drop. And here come one of them left uppercuts. It's going to put him to sleep.
Yeah, I agree.
See, everybody's chasing him. Everybody chasing Javonte for the money. They don't really want to fight.
He's attraction.
They just want the money.
He's right. He's eventually going to move up because he's the attraction at 135.
Yeah, he'll be at 147 in about a year and a half. Yeah, next year. He's going to be in the money division.
In the famous words of our famous segment of the show, can he hang out at 147? And one of our famous, can he hang out?
He's got to get so. Well, all right. Now, here's the problem with him. Tank got to work on his stamina. Then he can hang out. I think this – well, he walk around at 160.
Does he? Wow.
Yes.
I didn't know that.
He blows up the wall. And to drop all that weight, that's what's hurting him. See, at 147,
wow,
he might not have to drop all that weight, but only thing about at 147 is that punching power going to come up.
That was my next question. Do you think it translates? Do you think that power at 130 that he got at 135 can translate into, like you said, to the 147s, to the Danny Garcia? Because, you know, they'll put somebody like a Garcia in front of him first.
What they going to do? I think what's going to happen is he's going to vacate that 135 belt, go to 140 and fight somebody like Ryan Garcia and knock him out, and then we'll see that.
Ryan Garcia is nice, but he's not. I don't know why people think he's so ready to fight Tank. I'm lost with that. But go ahead.
That's what I think that's going to happen. He's going to vacate that 135 belt, wait, and take Ryan Garcia belt at 140 on pay-per-view. And then we'll see what it do. Maybe two fights at 140, you know what I mean? And if he knocks these bums totally out, it's up to the big dog division.
Then
and Danny better be careful because he may get lined right up.
You see where I'm going? You seen where I was ready to go with it? Because that's what they do. That's how the boxing game works. They put old champions in front of new up and coming lions, and you be set up for the ring trash. This is where the glorified ring trash comes into play.
Listen, It could be Danny Garcia getting put to sleep by Javonte Davis off a left hook.
Danny do got a chin, though, now. He's been hit
with Danny
stuff.
Got a chin, but has he been hit flush with some Tank stuff? They saying Tank is the hardest puncher in boxing.
No, I don't think he's been hit. Let me see. Danny, no.
Keith Thurman popped him.
And Danny ain't want no parts of that after that. But I don't see Thurman not working with Javonte Power.
Danny ain't
Power
fight no more.
And Thurman not even working with Javonte Power, in my opinion.
He's not.
For their respective weight classes, I believe pound for pound, Javonte is a harder puncher than Keith Thurman. So
I agree.
So Javonte Davis. I like the boy Ryan Garcia, but I don't think he's just ready yet from what I've seen. I mean, he's young and up and coming. To throw him in front of that
I think Tank needs to stay away from that boy, though. He's dangerous.
Yes.
Stay away from Lopez right now. That boy's dangerous, and he's on a mission. I would suggest everybody stay away from him.
That's the fight at 135, though. That's the fight. That's the fight.
That's the fight.
That's the fight.
But I don't That boy Lopez got—he hit hard and he can box.
Can box. That's the fight.
And he hit hard.
He
was punching on Lomachenko.
Lomachenko at the end of the fight looked like he wanted to get out of there. Like, I'm glad this is over. This young boy been punching on me for 12 rounds. That's the look he had at the end of the fight. The decision. Like, I'm tired. I'm glad this is over because I've been tired of getting hit in the head for the last 12 rounds.
Oh, Lomo done.
I mean, Lomo had a great career. He ain't got nothing to be ashamed of. That young boy punished him, though. Lomo ain't got nothing to be ashamed of. He can put his record up against whoever. He got major accomplishments, but it's somebody else's turn. Sometimes it's just no longer your turn. And there's another fight they've been trying to put together. I've been reading over the last week. And I don't know if I asked you this last week, but if I did, forgive me, and I forget you because I forgot your answer if I did. The Charlo brother and Alvarez Canelo at a catchweight.
Yeah, we talked about that briefly. That's an interesting fight. My thing is, I got Canelo with experience. I don't think this kid Charlo, but I don't know this. I hate them. Their personality, but that boy can box.
No,
I can't stand their personality.
You are not a fan of the Charlo brothers. I know. I definitely know that. As far as they swag, not their talent, but just how they carry.
Not their talent.
Yeah, no, I know. That's why I clarified that for the listeners at home. It's not a talent thing. But you got Canelo.
The fact that they always, I think just Canelo got the experience on him, and I don't know though. Canelo. I mean, I wouldn't say is Canelo past his prime.
I think he might be in it. He just don't have nobody to fight. I think he might still be smacked.
I think that's what it is.
He might be in the middle of his prime, but there's no competition unless you fight Triple G for a fourth time. Where he at?
Right.
Where he at? Unless you come down, lose weight, start fighting at a bunch of catch weights up there in that division, there's nobody to fight but Triple G.
Right.
So unless you fight Triple G for a fourth time in a trilogy, it's like you got to start making fights. I'll fight you.
Well, the problem is going to be to get this Charlo fight together is the fact that the Zone is not going to bow down to Al Heyman in the pay per view. So it's going to be a conflict of interest right there.
That The Zone, for the record, is a very overrated channel. That's going to be something we touch on, too.
It's overrated. I can't stand The Zone.
That's a very overrated boxing. That left a lot to be desired. That
not
for
going
me,
to see Tevin Farmer fighting somebody in the middle of El Segundo.
Yeah, in the middle of Nebraska.
Don't want to see Tevin Farmer in the middle of Nebraska fighting somebody.
What is Tav doing? When are you going to get a major fight? Speaking of Tav, what's his whole thing? When is he going to fight somebody?
Can't punch. He's not a draw. Can't punch. He's a good boxer, but he can't punch. and he letting bums like hang around. Like he should be dusting these bums off, but he can't punch.
He can't put them
and
away.
He just lost. Like, and he just lost. Lost his belt.
That's right. To a nobody, right?
To a nobody.
The boy, to a, yeah, the boy he was fighting was nobody.
Because he can't punch.
Couldn't put him away.
No.
And if you can't, and he's a good boxer, but you ain't a great enough boxer to be doing, you ain't Floyd. You ain't a great enough boxer not to be putting people out.
And he got Floyd style.
Yes. Yes, definitely. All
but
the
you're
way
not Jerron Ennis. Jerron Ennis will put you to sleep. You're not Jerron Ennis. You ain't got Jerron no power.
Will put you to sleep. That's the next one. But yeah,
the next up and coming boxer in the world.
He got it. Like we've been saying since I've been on the show, he got to get better promotion. He got to get with a real promoter.
All he got to do is bow down to Floyd and them. They'll take him. He don't want to bow down. Whoever this BoJack he got in the middle of stuff, be on that. It's like you think you're an independent rap in a world where you know no independent rapper is charting. It's not going to happen.
Right. You trying to make your own lane in a lane where you got
no. I don't care how much
head.
Bread this boy got. He ain't got no clout in boxing. Okay?
And you need
don't
that.
Don't win. Your bread don't mean nothing to the rubbing shoulders.
You need that. You need that as much as you need the money in that game.
You need the clout.
Promoter. Yeah. Yeah. You need to have that clout with the other promoters, the Al Haymans of the world.
You're not even letting the boy wrestle. And the thing is, you see where he's messing up at? He's trying to dance around everybody. You can't even dance around Russell Peltzer. You're not even letting Russell Peltzer eat off you. You can't be from Philly and Russell Peltzer don't eat off your fights. No, Russ don't get none of that money.
That might not be a good way to start out.
That's why all his fights is all over the place. All his fights is in somebody else's backyard. And now he's at the point where he's too good. Like, oh, I don't know. Him? No. We won't fight him.
Nope.
He's not even with nobody. Like, who he with? Oh. Nah.
You see the talent,
next
but
question.
We ain't messing with the ball. Yeah. Yup. Drew Rosen.
No.
Next question. No, you're right.
You
got to
get down
right.
with somebody.
You got to get down with
somebody. Even if it's sloppy-ass, messy business. Look, even if it's sloppy, messy business, Golden Boy, you got to get down with somebody.
You got to get with one of the cartels. Either
yeah.
Golden Boy, Bob Arum.
You
going to
get with Bob Arum cartel, Golden Boy cartel, or Mayweather
cartel.
You
one of the cartels. It's not going to be no independent cartels
yeah.
around here.
You're not going to be no independent freelancer in this game. You better get it right.
You're not. Otherwise, you're going to be fighting at the Lea Cora Center for the rest of your life.
You're wasting your best years of your life because you're not going to get no fights.
Oh, you're right. You're absolutely
right.
Right
now, Jerron Ennis is the best unknown boxer in the world. Nobody knows who he is.
Unless you are a major boxing head, such as me, such as us. That, yeah,
before we wrap
you
the
are.
Show up, who you got for the next? Before we wrap it up, who you got for the national championship?
Alabama and a close one. It's going to be closer than a lot of people think. But I think
I
Alabama
got
a
close one.
Oh, we going Justin Fields. I like it. I like it.
I'm going Justin Fields. I don't think this. I think Ohio defense is going to shock this boy. And that quarterback ain't built like that from Alabama. He's just been fortunate to been playing on beating up Cali Town Tech. School of the Blind and the Deaf School for the first three games.
And playing with the best talent in the nation.
You got the best, probably second, that running back ball part after that leap over Notre Dame, ETN is not number one no more, okay?
Harris is definitely going in the first round, however you slice it. You got a bunch of first rounders you throwing and passing and blocking for you. That's for sure. That's for sure. Yeah, but Alabama, I think they got the better coach. But other than that, it's going to be a good game. It's not going to be the blowout that people think it is. Justin Fields is on a mission.
I got Ohio State. I go Ohio State 41-38 in a wild one.
In a wild one. And if anybody can give, the only thing that gives Nick Saban's defense is headaches is running quarterbacks and Fields can run. Not a bad choice. Not a bad choice.
So, brother, oh, you can come on do your thing now, bro.
Yep.
Well, first of all, thank you so much, guys. Huddle Sports Nation was fantastic. Sound was, you know, impeccable tonight. And what more can we say about two young men that know what they are talking about? That's their realm. It's sports, y'all. Tomorrow night, we come back on with Chinchilla Jonesia and, of course, the wonderful news forum right here on these O&E stations over at Beverly Nation. But Stamina Network has advertising to O&E, which is Oladeli and Goes Enterprise, which is, of course, at www.lookingglassentertainment.wordpress.com, as well as Ngozi Primetime on at Damon.com. We're Ngozi Time over Twitter and Instagram, Oladeli and Ngozi at Pinterest and Google+, Oladeli Malayam and Ngozi at Facebook, as well as our business page, Huddle Sports Nation, as well as the Historic, Determined, and Motivated Online Now Network, established 2016. Any comments, suggestions for our wonderful program tonight? Oladele. Dotting goes with my mind, gmail.com, and I am your mother and father's paid producer, Oladele Malayra, and goes saying good night and good luck to all the folks out there in Armed Force Radio that support us on a constant basis tonight. Huddle Sports Nation is in your area. And now it's time for you knuckleheads. You know what time it is. Huddle up.
Okay, guys. Great show tonight, Deuce.
Yes, sir.
It's just playoff football, man. At this particular junction, I like where we stand. I like it. I like our chances. I like a lot of people's chances. But if we win this game, we're going to the Super Bowl. And I'm out.
We out, folks. See you next week.